bring in the president now, please.
Good, thank you very much.
Mr. Prime Minister?
Yes, speaking.
Just 1 second.
Thank you. Right.
Go ahead, gentlemen.
Malcolm, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, Ron, thank you, and how are you keeping?
Well, just fine. It's good to talk to you. We've had your foreign minister here, and he's had some darn good meetings with the vice president and Secretary Schultz, and they, all of us are interested in having some talks with you prior to the Williamsburg summit.
Well, I'm looking forward to that very much, and I've had a report from Tony Street, obviously, and he tells me that the Secretary of State said it'll be possible to fix the time sometime during March.
Yes, I know that, and Schultz and your foreign minister Street will get together on that and put it together. I'm sorry I couldn't sell those others on.
Well, I'm not at all surprised.
I know
that they've got some traditional attitudes, and there are some genuine problems created by. But anyway, I appreciate your efforts.
Well, I'm disappointed in them, but if we can have a talk, why, I'll receive your insights, and then I can use them in the meetings that take place.
Well, yes, and Tony Street tells me that that you're contemplating a visit to the Pacific, perhaps a little later on.
Well, now I heard that for the first time mentioned myself. I don't know what some of the our people, when they get over there and start talking about in long time planning.
Yes.
I'm the last to learn.
Well, I think we're all used to that sort of thing, but if it ever is possible, you could be assured of a very, very warm welcome from everyone in Australia.
Well, I have happy memories of the one visit that I've made there before, so it would be a pleasure. I look forward to it.
Well, there have been difficult days, I suppose, Ron, for all of us, and I'll value a talk with you very much indeed, and I look forward to seeing you, and we have been working on some ideas that we might be able to put them.
Well, I know Secretary Schultz told me of your bold and farsighted idea on protectionism, and I'll look forward to talking with you about that with regard to the Williamsburg summit coming up. And we'll see how it can develop in practice, because it sounds good.
Well, I think that after the failure of the GATT meetings, there's only one hope for all of us now, and that's the United States.
Well, I hope we can live up to that.
I'm sure that'll happen.
Incidentally, you know, of course, that situation with Yemen, that it wasn't a case of trying to take a market away from you, that we were up against the Europeans. We did it to counter them because they'd moved in with their subsidy and so forth, and we did what we did and stopped them from their usual practice. So
it's going to be a very sad decade if the protectionist tendencies that have burst out over the last couple of years do in fact go unchecked, I think.
We've got to stop them. We really do. I'm optimistic, you said, about us and what we did up here. I just, everybody tells me I'm an optimist, but I'll tell you, every sign that we're getting up here indicates that our recession is on the upturn. Housing, the building of houses was one of the big things that created a large part of our recession. Well, housing right now is up 66% new house starts over last year. And there are other figures that are comparable, so we think that if we can turn our economy around here, it will have a worldwide effect.
Well, I'm sure it will, and I know that you're working to achieve that, and I hope very much that you're successful. I think we've all had some difficulties, but the one thing that would help all of us is if they could be free of trade, so
We've had a number of meetings and made some gains, but not what we would like to make with our European neighbors over there. And of course, Japan continues with some of its restrictions to be a problem, but I'll be meeting very shortly with Prime Minister Nakasone, and I'm going to take that matter up with him, too. And,
well,
free trade and fair trade, that's what we've got to have.
I certainly wish you success in your efforts.
Yeah. Do my best.
Well, Ron, it's great to hear you, and it sounds as though you're just 2 feet away. The phone's so clear.
Well, I know. You're sure you're not just over here across the street someplace? Instead of 10,000 miles away.
Yes.
Well, it's good to talk to you.
And I look forward to seeing you very much quite shortly.
All right. I will too.
Righto, Ron.
Okay. Bye.